Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and let's get to it, to the science today. We're not going to get philosophical, we're not going to get theological, we're not going to get psychological, we're going to get scientific. A deeper, broader version of what you're doing. Your time, your money, your energy, your perception of health versus reality. Ooh. Your perception of health versus the inside track. That's the purpose of this show, to get you to a deeper understanding. It's all about education, and I think you'll agree, if you've listened to this show, that it's a whole other world if you can really dig into the concepts. So I want you to take your symptom, take your concern, take your goal for radiant health, take your radiant health and sustain it, or take your disease and get rid of it. No matter what you're up to, I want to create a vision for you. And if you're on the computer, and I hope you are, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, go to the radio literature section, and look at the pictures. Because I've got pictures of the cell. Yes, the cell. Seventh grade biology, the cell. We all learn it, so it's not too technical, not if it's taught correctly. Nothing in science is difficult for you if it's taught correctly. Too often it's not. That's why America doesn't put out enough scientists anymore. Science has become something we reserve only for people that want to spend countless numbers of hours trying to decipher hieroglyphics in textbooks. That's not what this show is about. My basic contention is no matter what you do for a living, you have enough brains and enough interest to understand science. So look at that picture of the cell if you can get to the computer. And then I have another picture. And boy, how does this make sense? The other pictures on the website are the canals of Venice. Yes, Venice, Italy. Venice, Italy. The canals, the water that soaks up. You've all seen those pictures, that soaks up against the walls of those beautiful buildings. Those canals are polluted. They're filthy. You don't swim in that water. Just like the Nile River. Just like the Mississippi River. Just like the Hudson River of New York, just like the East River of New York. Boy, growing up in New York, could I tell you stories about the East River, about what happens to you when you fall into the East River. I'll just tell you a little story. If you fall into the East River, honestly, up till maybe a few years ago, but still today, it's like falling into a vat of acid. And you come out as deranged as you would if you fell into a vat of acid. Canals, water systems that are polluted, acidic, that will not allow life to thrive. What's the point? In between your cells are the canals of Venice. There's the easy-to-understand analogy. In between your cells is a water system. It's called, very logically, the intercellular space. So we're going to talk about a space today. We're going to explore a space. If you've got a three-dimensional understanding of the body, you can do this. So I want you to think of your organ, the organ you're most concerned about, your eye, your liver, your kidney, your heart, your brain, your pancreas, your stomach, your small intestine, your large intestine, your spleen, your skin. The body's made of cells. I just want you to think of a bunch of grapes on the vine. You know, those green grapes, you go to pick them, you pull out a clump. Each grape is a cell. Each grape has a membrane, which is the skin of the grape. But in between each grape is a space. That space in the body is called the intercellular space. In the body, that space is filled with water. Now I'm going to take it a step further. This is great. You're going to go to the stores and you're going to take this big clump of grapes. That's your organ. You're going to put those grapes in a big plastic bag and you're going to fill the plastic bag with water. There is no better example of an organ. Every time you shop at Mother's, at Sprouts, at Whole Foods, at farmers markets, and you pick up a bag of grapes forever and ever on your healthy day, I want you to take that bag of grapes, that clump of grapes, put it in a plastic bag, and then imagine that bag filled with water. Now close the bag. What you're carrying, the water in the grapes in the water, in the bag, with the bag closed, that's an organ. That is an organ. That is the perfect analogy for the organ. That organ has a cellophane skin on it. That's called the capsule of the organ. All your organs are in a plastic bag of fascia, so to speak. It's called the capsule. The liver, the lung. The pleura of the lung is its capsule. The pleura of the lung, pleuritis, pleurisy, is the plastic bag around the lung. The pericardium of the heart is the plastic bag around the heart. The prostatic capsule, the capsule around the prostate, is the prostatic capsule. That's the plastic bag around the prostate. Every organ has a plastic bag around it called a capsule. So you're walking out with that plastic bag of grapes, and the water in between the grapes, those are the canals of Venice. That's the intercellular space. You got it. Perfect. That intercellular space is filled with water. Now, where are we going with this? Well, we're going to the following. If, in fact, that water begins to get, like the canals of Venice, dirty, it soaks those cells in filth. And the cell doesn't like that. Remember, the cell is a living, dynamic organism. It's not like the brick on the side of a building. It's an inorganic, non-living structure. It's dense. It's dumb. It doesn't respond. But a cell? The cell is a living, vibrant, thinking organism. And if you pollute the water in between the cells begin to get angry. Now, what that means chemically is they inflame. The membranes inflame. When the intercellular space, when the canals are dirty, when the water in the plastic bag around the grape starts to get filthy. And why does it get filthy? It doesn't drain. Why does it get filthy? The cell excretes. Why does it get filthy? Because the air and the water is filthy when it comes into you. There's loads of reasons that the intercellular water gets filthy. We're going to get into those because you know where I'm going with this. Health is clean intercellular space. Health is the space between the cells. When you get to the archives and you listen to this show again, today's show is Health is the Space Between the Cells, the Intercellular Space Explored. That's where the action is. If you were like the tiny bowl man, the little man, shrunk down to microscopic size, sitting in a boat, hanging out in the boat, you'd be trying to supervise the cleanliness and flow of the water system in between the cells. And where you fail is where that dynamic living organism, the cell, starts to get annoyed. And little bits of the membrane of the cell, the skin of the grape, begin to chip off, fall off, inflame off, decay off. And little bits of the guts of the grape, the guts of your cell, the protoplasm, the cytoplasm of the cell, all those seventh grade words coming into your mind again. That gut of the cell begins to squirt into the canal. Now, we have a patrol system in the canal. It's called the immune system. And we have little animals that float around in the immune system, specialized cells that have a different job than the liver cell. They have a job of patrolling those waters. And when they see something that shouldn't be there, our bodies are biochemically designed, equipped with a biochemical intelligence to begin to signal and set off an alarm. That alarm sends a signal to the entire immune system. Dozens of different types of immune system cells that patrol the canals, the intercellular space, the waters between your cells are patrolled, the Coast Guard. And that intercellular Coast Guard, the immune system, seeing the guts of this squirted cell out because the membrane's been deranged, because it's been inflamed with all the filth in that water, it starts to signal the production of chemicals, histamines, which dilate the space, force more blood into the space. Histamines come with prostaglandins, bradykinins, chemicals which irritate the nerve sensors that are hanging out in that space. That space, that intercellular space, is an intersection of many systems in the body. But that space is supposed to be clean. Its pH, the pH of those waters, is supposed to be in that 6.2, 6.4, 6.8, 7.0 range. When you measure the pH in your urine, you're measuring the pH of that water, theoretically. I hope that's true. I'd love to see a lot more science to prove that that's true. But from the standpoint of clinical observation, we'll go with the notion that your midstream morning urine pH reflects the pH of that space between your cells. So that space is under strict control. When it's not under control, an alarm system goes off. That's the inflammatory response. Now, something comes with the inflammatory response. The deposition of fibrin. Fibrin. F-I-B-R-I-N. Fibrin is what you use to make a blood clot. Fibrin slows down the flow of blood. Fibrin is what we call the material through which we develop intercellular scarring. Scarring. So understand this, like the stress response, the fibrin response, really get this. This is so big if you can get this. The deposition of fibrin into that space, that inflamed space, is critical when it's appropriate. It's critical when it's appropriate. You get bit by a bug. Your arm inflames. You want to sequester or localize the inflammatory response. So the body comes in, it sends blood into the space, and the body deposes. It deposits fibrin to create sludge, to sequester or localize the inflammatory area. Now that works in the interest of the body when you get bit by a rattlesnake. That works in the interest of the body when, in fact, you've got some sort of true alarm state. But if you're chronically inflaming yourself in ways that you shouldn't, in ways that we haven't evolved to adapt to, well, then this chronic inflammatory state where fibrin is constantly deposited all over the body systemically is the groundwork to disaster. Because once the fibrin's laid down, the water doesn't flow. Blood and blood components can...